This is episode number 2509 of Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
43% of people say Gwyneth Paltrow should go gray.
No.
It's a thing.
No.
Yeah, no. I don't even think so, really.
No,
yeah.
I mean, seriously. She is getting a little crow's feet around the eyes. And a little, you know, whatever, ever.
Well, when you see her with no makeup, she has more than a little crow's feet.
Yeah, okay.
The
she's
eyes.
Got a lot of crow's feet. But I don't, the gray hair would just, it just accentuates crow's feet.
All right, how old is she? She's in her 50s.
She's in her 50s, yeah. Sure. She's been married twice. Got two teenage kids. She's earned her crow's feet.
Well, she admits that she got lazy with her gray roots this summer, and she's considering just letting it take over.
Really? What has she got going on? There's a strike. She can stay secluded in her little cottage and not see anybody. I mean, she doesn't have anything to promote. Like, she had anything to promote.
She has her Goop site.
Yeah, but that's not SAG related. Well, see, they got people at Goop. She doesn't have to be the person on the cover
that's
of
true.
Goop magazine every month.
They have plenty of pictures of her. They don't have to take
Joanna
any more.
Joanna Gaines. Anyway.
So she posted an Instagram story asking her followers, do you guys think I should go gray or keep my highlights? Just before the story disappeared, Staying Blonde was leading. 43% says she should go gray. 57% stay blonde.
I'm good with her being blonde. Actually, I would be curious to see her dye her hair another color. Why not? She could go. She go brunette.
She hasn't been that adventurous.
Yeah, I don't know. For the stuff she sells online. Anyway.
Well, there's that.
That's pretty adventurous.
So, and Martha Stewart submitted her status as thirst trap queen when she shared a mysterious selfie on Instagram on Sunday. In typical Martha fashion, the after dark selfie was taken in a 13th century castle.
Wow. See, she's Martha, so she gets to go to these places.
Okay. The heated pool in a stone tower was the perfect place for a new selfie, explaining
you
it
said
was
new, not nude, right? Thank new. You. Thank new. You. New.
N-E-W.
Thank you. Nobody wants to see that, Martha.
You know, out of the corner of my eye, I actually saw you visibly shiver.
I did. It was like, I got the shivers.
And it wasn't from ghosts in the castle.
Or actually pre... what I'm trying to think of here, pre-Renaissance times when the only pool in the castle was unheated, I'm sure. Ice cold.
Nipply. So anyway, we have the new selfie in the heated pool stone tower.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was explained, she explained it was just the aesthetic that she wanted.
Aww.
Dark, candlelit, mysterious.
So, Martha.
Look at me and my CBD.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Good on her. I mean, she's living her best life. How could she not? She's Martha effing Stewart. So anyway,
she's rich. She's Martha Stewart. She knows how to bake.
That's
and
it.
Cook.
And clean a house.
And she doesn't have to do any of that anymore.
That's right. She doesn't.
Jack Osborne jokingly compares Mom Sharon's plastic surgery habits to the upkeep of an automobile.
Speaking of upkeep. Another happy accident.
Gotta change the oil and stuff.
That's right. Oh, my God. Have you seen pictures of Sharon? She looks like Frankenstein. She looks horrid.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Sharon. I love you. I love you to death. My God. Yes,
step away from the knife.
The madness.
In a clip from their newly revived podcast, The Osbournes Podcast.
Oh, cool.
Jack quips, every 5,000 miles, Mom goes in for a tune-up. And with a little laugh, Sharon replies, that's right. Everybody needs it.
Everybody needs it.
So when Jack asks Sharon whether the cosmetic enhancements are indeed a necessity, Kelly chimes in to back up their mom.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Look, I do not want one of those necks in which you can flick.
You flick.
That'll
the neck.
Never happen.
Oh, my God.
Do any of us want a neck we can flick?
Here's the other question. Why do Jack and Kelly speak with a British accent? They weren't raised in England. They're American as American can be. I think it's a put on. I'm trying to wait for one of them to screw up.
They were never raised in Europe whatsoever.
Yeah, well,
right?
they obviously have a home there. They've got a castle, as a matter of fact.
But they were raised in
America.
They
were raised in Beverly Hills. I mean, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
That's not a Beverly Hills accent.
No, no. One time I met a guy who actually used to paint their house. He was on staff as their painter or whatever. And he said, hey, you know, if it weren't for Sharon, Ozzy would be broke.
He'd be dead, too. But we all know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably has some stories.
They have dogs, you know, and their dogs probably poop all over the place. And
oh, geez. They probably have dog people around the house.
I saw the Osbournes, okay?
Yes, their but there's probably dog people. They have dog people around. I got it.
Sharon! The dog keeper was Sharon.
Oh, all right, God. So Jack then tells his loved ones, also including Daddy Dearest.
Yeah, they all do this. Yeah.
About alleged scientific research that could soon pause the aging process.
Oh, my God. I don't think so.
Have you guys seen that they think the next, like, 5 years, they're going to completely halt aging?
Ugh.
And so Sharon says, it's too late for me. I'll be effing 75.
And you'll still look like that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Frankenstein.
See, the one who actually has had plastic surgery, and she's old, but it doesn't look like Frankenstein, is Cher.
And I read something this morning. I got up and we were going to include this and we just didn't have time. She credits it to tight jeans and long hair.
Yeah.
She's had a lot of work, and there's been times when she's looked
She's had a lot of
bad
work,
too.
But she's never looked as bad as some of them.
Mellowed out. She's mellowed out. You know who's mellow?
Who?
Halle Berry. And she's selling probiotics right now on social media.
Have you bought any?
Because everybody's got to make some money. There's a strike on, for God's sake. That's all the news we could get for you today. Have a great day. More news tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.